One thing you can do to keep yourself healthier as you age is exercise. There are plenty of studies that show that if people in their 60s and 70s exercise appropriately, they can be healthier. Exercise might even make you sharper mentally. Well, commentator Aaron Freeman is not going to disagree with any of those findings.
I have learned to respect 70-year-old ladies with arm flap. I've started taking water aerobics classes at my health club. I'm the only guy in a class of older women, many in their 60s and 70s. The physiques of the ladies mislead. They emerge from the clubhouse with an occasional waddle, looking exactly like the rest of us with body mass index numbers above 25. Bellies mostly protrude, skin sags, and yes, the flesh around many of their triceps flaps like the flags of Team Granny. They creep tenuously to the edge of the pool and dip their toes to make sure the water is, as always, thermally perfect. Then they enter the water. The magic of surface refraction renders the ladies' shapes simply and wholly feminine. Viewed from above the water, their forms shimmer and flow. And then there is the miracle of their bosoms. Bosoms that seem on land pendulous victims of gravity, in water take flight. They dance gaily, seeming to race the rest of the ladies' bodies to the surface of the pool. But it's not merely the ladies' appearances that drop the jaw, it's their fitness. They can flutter kick powerfully enough to rise half a foot out of the water and keep themselves up there to a count of 30. Now, I work out 6 days a week. I have taken hundreds of aerobics classes, but I could not keep up with the 70-year-old ladies with arm flap. As I huffed and puffed through hamstring kicks, tricep extensions, and abdominal crunches, the ladies did them all with ease, even aplomb. The ladies not only treaded water for the whole hour, but during that time they never stopped talking. Grandchildren, gardening, restaurants, while I was barely able to breathe. Fortunately, the ladies are generous in their assessments of my performance. "It's just harder for you," they sweetly excuse, "because your muscles are so much denser." Yeah, dense muscles. Yeah, that's it. Though humbled, I am still hanging in there with the 70-year-old ladies. And as I drag myself from the pool at the end of the class and watch them, the water that in the pool sweetly refracted now drips and clings and adds to gravity's drag. As they don robes and towels, the aqua nymphs morph back into Sunday school teachers and grandmoms and creak once again into the clubhouse. I like to tell myself that I will someday be as tough as the 70-year-old ladies, and I will, as soon as I can train my arms to flap.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.